Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, I'm Kamal Wax. We have Chris here. Cool. Chris Freeman, former DGS Halloween listener story. Great one. U.S. National Guard captain, and we're highlighting Highland VFW, an event that they are having. Anything for veterans, anything for kids. Anytime you have it, let us know. Chris, good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to talk to you, brother.
And thank you again for that Halloween story.
Man, that was a good memory back there at Keesler Air Force Base. It was pretty awesome.
My son but Art Bell did Halloween shows where he just had listeners call in on the fly. And he would say, don't make anything up. Don't try to be the exorcist. Just tell me your stories. And it's scaring the hell out of Nick. He's not sleeping at night. And so I told that that's kind of what we've been doing on Halloween, although I think we want to go back to the Sally House maybe this year. So take a little road trip. Anyway, Chris, thank you for your service. And tell us all about what you're doing in Highland.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely appreciate the support, man. So this will be our third annual Jeepin' for Vets event. And as many people know, when you say it's a Jeep event, it really means all vehicles. Bring your Broncos, your motorcycles, your minivans, school bus, whatever you want to bring. So this event is our primary fundraiser for our Veteran Aid Fund. So this is specific to Highland, Illinois, post 5694. This fund doesn't go to Chicago and disappear. It doesn't go to D.C. and disappear. This helps our local veterans when they're in need. The biggest example I can recently use is we helped help some folks out after the storms. We're able to donate some money to help with siding and roofing. We also recently helped install a ramp for a disabled veteran. So anything we can do to help our locals out, we're all brothers, we're all sisters. It's cool for Air Force and Army to talk bad about each other in a jokingly way, but truly in the background, we're the same family.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Chris, and I'm not asking you to get political at all, but the National Guard being called out in California and being a captain with the U.S. Air National Guard, when you see that, how's it hit you?
It is concerning. I've been called out for events before. The Capitol riots were a perfect example. So it is concerning, but it's something that we signed up to do. If we are needed to aid our law enforcement brothers and sisters, we will do that. You have to have that mindset when you do join the military that you're going to go somewhere. And you just have to be ready for it and ready to support, and listen to the directions of the commander in chief.
What, Chris, you probably didn't expect this question. I didn't expect to ask it. But as someone who never served a day, who always tries to say yes because of that, what is it like being someone who served, someone who still does, a veteran? Like, what has that meant to your life?
It's been my whole life. It's something that I wanted to do ever since being a little kid. I remember my parents would take me to the Army supply or the Army shop and go just buy random camouflage and play army out in the backyard with my friends. My grandfather, like many grandfathers, served in World War II, so that kind of inspired me there. But really, yeah, it has been my entire life. I took a 2-year break, so I was active duty for 12 and a half. I took a 2-year break, got out, and in that 2 years, I found that I missed it. I missed the camaraderie. I missed just putting on the suit. You know, I call it the uniform, but I call it the suit. Miss putting it on every single day. And now here I am at 22 years. So it's getting lengthy, and I'm starting to feel old when I see some of these younger individuals come around. But you know, when we see people who are joining the military that weren't even born before 9/11. That's when I'm like, all right, maybe I'm the old crusty guy. I'm not sure.
My dad went to the South Pacific when he was 17, and he talks about anyone over 25, they called him grandpa.
25. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That's 100% true. Actually, so when I went to officer training school, I was in my mid-30s. And everybody in the class was in their 20s. And so I earned the call sign Pops.
Nice.
So I was not only because I was the oldest, but they jokingly said anytime we do PT, they could hear me something in my body going Pops.
That's tremendous.
Oh,
that's
no.
Tremendous.
Chris, yeah, it was good.
give us the when and where's and all this one more time.
Yep, absolutely. So this is going to start at the Highland, Illinois VFW post 5694. It's on VFW Road in Highland, not too hard to find. Check-in opens at 10 a.m., and then we're going to have the national anthem played about 11:30, and everybody will step off at 11:30. We actually have road guards to control the traffic so we can have the convoy leave all as one and arrive at Aviston for our first stop all as one.
Very cool. All right, Chris, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Because everything pops. That's good.
Oh, man.
If you hadn't just said it on the air, I'd steal it.
No, that's... friends are cruel, but they're the best.
So, Wheels, you saw Mission Impossible?
I did. So, the final reckoning, by the way, left us with a cliffhanger that means there could be another one.
Oh.
So, maybe final should be in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Like, it's fine. It's what you would expect from Mission Impossible. So, there's nothing wrong with that. But we had two people sitting down from us, and it's... So it seemed like maybe a woman in her 40s and a younger man in his teens-ish, maybe mother and son or whatever.
Yeah.
They would not shut up. They would not stop talking the entire movie.
Let me stop you right there. I want to hear this story, but I'm curious, all of your thoughts. Is it because they weren't raised right? Because one of the first things I learned is you don't talk in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on
with that? But this just changed in the last few years.
I agree with you.
Because 5 years ago, this was not an issue. Well, maybe pre-COVID, it wasn't an issue. Like, people understood how to behave in public. But, like, I did this. Because after a while, I was getting pissed. And I just turned and looked at them. They were, like, three seats down from me. And I waited for a quiet spot in the movie so I know they would hear me. And I just said, like this, can you not talk during the movie? And left it at that. And I was like, I was doing my best. That was as polite as I could be. They did stop, but that was not going to be the end if they didn't. And the mom constantly had the phone out, which is one thing, but had the volume on. So when she was texting, you could hear the click, 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 click.
That's really good.
That's awful.
And I'm going to tell you, man, like, I don't know what the answer is.
For a 3-hour movie, that's just...
I don't know what the answer, well, it didn't take that long for me to say something. I mean, because there's a lot of the movie that's loud, so you don't hear that stuff when the louds, but when there's dialogue is when you're starting to hear this stupid conversation, or you're hearing the dick, because you're sending text messages. Don't go to the movies. Don't go. If you've got to go there and text and talk and do all that, don't go. Wait to watch it at home.
Amen, brother.
And I don't know what there is to do. But movie theaters should do a better job somehow of policing it. And I don't know what that means.
I swear when I was a kid, maybe because I was a kid and it was kids' movies, but I swear the ushers used to be in there with you and would be much more aggressive about policing.
I mean, I've definitely been to the movies where the usher, like, I snuck into an R-rated movie one time, and the ushers were there, like, checking IDs during the movie.
Yeah, I mean, at least have somebody roving who's going to pass through each theater a couple of times during the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise, what else is there but for me to do something and to say something? And then what if that person wants to escalate?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then all of this is because they don't do a good enough job. And you want people to go back to the movies? You want me to keep going back to the movies? Make other people shut up. Stop letting them be like they're on their couch.
I've been back since I went to see that vampire on a sailing ship movie. And
Demeter.
I was the only one not talking.
Yes.
I mean, it was just like, it was like being at Six Flags.
Yeah.
People running around and grab-assing and...
And this, I love being at a movie theater. I think it's really the coolest way to see the big ones. Like, you know, like Mission Impossible or Star Wars or whatever. I don't need to see a drama on there or a comedy or whatever. But the big action movies, the big special effects ones, I want to see there because it's cool. But if you want more people to go, then we got to rein some of this in. Because there's just, it's the last few times we've gone, there's always somebody talking. There's always... people have got to bring their blankies, and they got to have 900 things.
Like, yeah.
Can we just watch a movie?
I do like to bring a blankie.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. I don't care if it's not like...
Actually, my blankie is a sweatshirt.
I don't care what anybody does if you're not interrupting anyone else.
Yeah.
It's fine.
In other news, I think that Wheeler has convinced me to get a Costco membership.
I think you should.
You make it sound pretty good.
Dude, I spent $430 there on Saturday. So much.
What volume did you have?
I mean, I had a pretty full cart, but like we had one of those things where like a lot of the long-term big things you buy, we just needed them all at the same time, like laundry detergent and dishwasher detergent. Like,
how many rolls of TP are you buying at a time?
None this time. We're still okay on that one from the last time, but like everyone.
He's
but
been
we also had
since COVID.
This is what I sold you though.
Yeah,
is that I had my bill was $430. I only spent $200 because we had rebates. We had like $200 in rebates. That's the
Rich,
that's
are
the
you
draw.
A superstore person?
I've never been inside a Costco. I've been in Sam's Club a couple times. It's nice, but I don't like I don't like the buying it a ton of it at once because I live in an apartment. Yeah. Like, I just don't have that much room. If I had like a basement or like a huge storage closet or something, it'd be a different situation.
It's not practical if you don't have space to store things. It's just not. It's you're saving money, but you'd have to go in with another person and like split some of those bigger things so that it makes sense. And I'll tell you the other thing. I was irritated there too. Like not just at the movie theater, but there. How do people not know how to act? Like it's Saturday. It's busy. And people just stopping in the middle of the aisle. People stopped at the front door with their carts sideways. And we're like, everybody's like, just move out the door. Get out of the way. Don't stand in the doorway. I don't understand why any of this is hard.
In the baseball video that Rach made, I've gotten so many compliments on that. Well done. There's a part where we're walking into the stadium. And I have to divert to walk around a lady.
Ah!
Just watch it again and know that I wanted to give her a left hook.
Stop.
And as soon as I did it, I said something to you. Remember? I'm like, why do people just...
And they do this. Like, as soon as they scan their ticket and walk through,
they
stop.
They stand there.
Don't stop. You've got thousands of people behind you.
Which
just
is
move
exactly
to the side.
Why it takes so long to get into the ballgame.
I don't understand how people, grown-ass people, don't know... Don't stop in the middle of an aisle at any store, anywhere, at any time, any public venue. If you got to stop, go to the sides. I get it. It's a big place. If you don't go there a lot, you may not know where you're going. Totally cool. Don't stop in the middle. Like a bunch of cows staring at a new gate. Don't know where to go.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Move.
Yeah.
Don't. It's like it's the beach at Normandy. Don't stand there. Move.
Move. Get
it. Yeah, we had those. They gave out little gloves, little ball gloves at the last one we went to.
Yeah.
And that, the lady just said, she's like, oh, they're just so little. I guess they're for kids. Shut up.
Yeah.
Just move. Just move. Get out of my way.
Just don't block traffic. Just like this is the same thing as the dummies that block the highway all the way across during a storm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't stop on the highway. Don't stop in the aisle. If you want the sample at Costco or Sam's, move off to the side so other people can just keep on moving. The other people around you do actually exist. It's not a figment of your imagination.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. You guys know about grandma showers?
I don't like how that sounds.
You have to shower with your grandma at least once. No. Yeah. When someone gets pregnant, they're having grandma showers now. So especially if you're becoming a grandmother for the first time, you have to now go to a couple baby showers and a grandma shower.
What happens at the grandma shower?
They bring gifts because the baby will be over there. So maybe they need a bassinet. Maybe they need a little rocking chair. They have finger sandwiches and they play games.
I don't understand how people have enough money to do stuff like this.
I don't know how people have enough money to be in weddings.
Yeah,
but,
that one's
grandma
ridiculous.
Showers a bridge too far for me.
Are we bringing presents for the grandma,
yes.
or is it for the baby?
For like, the baby like at the grandma's house.
For example, right, so I kind of understand. Like, okay, so this is grandma's friend group.
Yeah.
People that might not otherwise contribute to the baby.
But not just. It's for young people, too. It's for friends of the couple who are having the baby to go to grandma's house.
I don't understand why we're adding layers. Unless we're just trying to get more free stuff from our friends.
I know. It's like at a certain point, you have to stop asking the people in your life to subsidize your lifestyle. Like, baby showers are really nice. They're designed to help the couple with the new baby. I understand all that. It's great. But then when you take it to this, like, over-the-top level, you're taking advantage of people at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And taking advantage of people's kindness.
And you'd have to think,
and
too.
And you seem greedy. I'm sorry. You seem greedy.
That a lot of grandma-age people, some were living on a fixed income, but some got no. And if they're bringing, like, bassinets and rocking chairs and things like that, then it's going to make younger people feel a little sheepish that they can't. The big complaint is that, remember we talked about Posh Spice stole the thunder at her son's wedding?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, that too many diva grandmas are getting involved and taking the focus away from the mother of the baby.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know why we're doing layers of new things and new responsibilities and all of that. Like, if you want to just have, like, let's say you're happy grandma, you're like, I'm going to invite all my friends over who aren't going to go to the baby shower, that aren't going to do all these other things, and we're going to have a little party, and if they want to bring a little something for the baby, great. If not, we're just going to have fun because I'm excited. Like, all right, no big deal.
Yeah.
But when we're, like, turning it into something else that's an expectation of people, guess who's declining the invitation?
Mm.
Is there something just wrong with us in this society that it's like, yeah, grandma can't stop taking attention away from the mom? Like,
kinda.
Like, why is this happening, but it didn't happen to the previous generation as much?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Are we all just narcissists? Like, what's going on?
I think so. Are you guys familiar with the McDonald's migraine meal?
No.
No, but I'm
evidently
interested.
People who suffer from migraines swear that a large Coke and a large fry from McDonald's knocks it every time.
Mm. Really? I believe it.
So is that the cure-all that we've been looking for?
According to the lay people, doctors say that McDonald's is never good for you, which I found kind of offensive. But
it's good for you sometimes, surely.
There has to be some scenario.
Yeah.
Sounds like more of a hangover cure than a migraine cure.
Now, see, that would make sense. Get some fat, get some salt, get some sugar.
Tried to do all those things the best I can.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back, guys, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Just a reminder that I am leaving after this segment. A couple times a year, I do a charity auction item where I take four people down to the field for batting practice and seats behind home plate for the game, and then upstairs to meet Ricky and John in the booth. And tonight is one of those two. So I will be at Busch Stadium tonight, down on the field, watching the Cards take batting practice, getting scared by Ben Boyd.
He will definitely, very cool. He will definitely try to sneak up on you.
Dave, I can hook you up with that, my brother.
That's okay. I've been down there. Done the dugout thing. Done the bottom of the stadium thing.
Was that one of your most fun things from your career, is being the stadium weather guy?
Yes.
I bet.
Yes. Yes. And it really wasn't it was basically just the Cardinals. Was, you know, if there was a show there, that kind of went to somebody else as far as whoever the promoter was. I worked a lot for those promoters too, so it kind of carried over. But the most fun of a detailed one spot forecast was doing the Cardinals for 30 years.
Got a lot on the line there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They made that very clear to me too.
I bet they did.
Don't screw it up, Murray.
That's right.
What is there an event you remember that stands out?
Yeah, there's a couple. There were a couple World Series stuff back in the 80s that was very critical. We had a cold front coming in. We had a squall line coming in. That was really, really dependent on where that game was going and who was starting and all that. And also being able to a relatively unpleasant experience of talking to the lead ump in a World Series game ahead of the game. And he was a little harsh.
Not nice.
A little harsh.
Yeah.
Which guy was it?
You know what? I don't remember. Oh. All I what I remember is that the owner of the team called me up right out. I mean, it was like, get off the conference call. He called me up. He goes, I got to apologize for this. This guy's a real jerk.
You know, umpires are known for some of that.
But it basically came down to you know, he didn't want my opinion. He just wanted the forecast. And I'm so used to giving my opinion to the Cardinals because that's what a forecast is.
Right.
And he was. This guy was a real jerk.
I am physically angry at a guy I will never meet who was mean to Dave Murray 20 years ago.
I mean, just look at how they react when a player questions them. That's what they did to Dave.
Yeah.
They almost threw you out.
Yeah, he's tossing the meteorologist.
Now that would have been cool if he had done that.
100%. You're out of here, Murray.
You're out of here, Murray.
No more weather for you.
So how are we looking Oh, go ahead.
Good. Can I mention the grandma shower?
Of course.
As a grandpa, I don't want that stuff in my house. You know, either mom and dad bring it, or there are companies across this country that rent. Whenever our grandson comes, we rent from a company.
Oh.
And I've gotten to know the husband and wife team that do this, and they say, here's what we have to offer.
They bring it,
if there's anything to set up, they set it up, they come and pick it up when it's all done. It's great. Love it.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's a great idea. Every state in the country has these companies that do this stuff.
Rach, you know how I had Spanx first, right?
Oh, yeah.
So 25 years ago, when we were traveling before having Phoebe, Maureen said there should be a kiosk in the airports called Baby Depot where you can get diapers and pacifiers and wipes and things. Well, now there is. I saw a story on the lady who's now like a friggin' billionaire.
See, that's covers, a great idea.
Just don't have this stick-to-itiveness.
Got to follow through.
No follow through. All ideas.
Great idea. No follow through.
No legs.
That's a bumper sticker.
No feet. That's what it is. No feet. No feet.
Absolutely.
No feet. Glover's got no feet. Wigs and heels. Empty suits. Dave, how are we looking for the week?
Yeah, it's a good week for the most part through Thursday. We'll take it. We haven't had really a stretch like this in quite a while. Sunshine tomorrow, 83 in June. We'll take that. Clear skies Tuesday night. Wednesday, probably the hottest day of the week. Sunny, 89 on Wednesday. We still haven't hit 90 plus in St. Louis for the year, which is kind of amazing. So we have a shot again on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny and 87. Developing showers and thunderstorms on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms around Saturday and Sunday. So the pattern hasn't gone away. Mm-hmm. It's just taken a little break.
Okay. Headlines Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. We were just talking about the migraine cure in the former segment, saying that was Diet Coke and French fries from McDonald's. Well, experts say that quitting Diet Coke can improve your heart health and gut balance. This isn't a huge surprise. I don't think anyone thought of Diet Coke as some sort of like health drink. Research shows that drinking two or more artificially sweetened beverages per day may increase the risk of heart disease and stroke.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah. And the question I always ask is what doesn't?
I mean, checkmate.
Right.
At
like
that
caffeine
point.
Does it, right? So if you're drinking coffee, caffeine's going to do all that. I mean, like, I'm not saying everything's fine, just saying. There's a lot of stuff that does those things.
Yeah.
It's a lot of coincidences with headlines today. We've also been talking about Costco a lot. Well, the TSA has just recently confirmed that Costco cards are not valid real ID for travel. This is a rumor that has been floating around the internet. People are like, just bring your Costco card if you don't have a real ID.
God.
They accept that. And some people are actually stupid enough to believe that, to the point where the TSA had to come out and say, no, don't bring your Costco card. We can't use
How many people had to do that before they're like, look, we got to put out a statement?
Oh, my goodness. People are so dumb.
Why would you even think that? I mean, truly, why would you think that?
I know.
I don't.
That's like saying, here's my Exxon Mobil credit card.
These people have no survival skills whatsoever. Like, if you didn't have somebody pointing them in the right direction, they just walk up a cliff.
So Bruce Willis used a trick to finish his final movies. As we know, Bruce Willis has dementia. Before he shared his diagnosis with the world, he was eager to keep making films, but he used an earpiece. So he would work with, you know, producers and directors and writers to kind of cut down his lines and his dialogue as much as possible, and then they would feed him the lines through an earpiece, which allowed him to keep working.
All right.
This is all being revealed in an upcoming book. Written by his wife, Emma Willis. It's called The Unexpected Journey, Finding Strength, Hope, and Yourself on the Caregiving Path. It's a memoir where she describes taking care of Bruce Willis. Hopefully this is something that can help other people, you know, in a similar situation.
Yeah.
When you think about it, that's hard to do. That you know, to be thinking of your character and somebody is feeding you the lines in your ear.
Yeah.
And then you have to talk it.
Impressive.
I would think that would be very hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we just say, having done it a couple times, God love people who take care of people with dementia. It is difficult.
Yes.
It is difficult. It is maddening. It can be so frustrating when, especially when someone is just in the first stages of it, when they just don't remember anything you say to them. It's very easy to get angry, and you're sleep deprived. I watched my mom and my sister and my brother go through it with my dad.
Yeah, it was I watched my dad do it.
Yeah, only 4 months with my mom, and she was in a facility, but you get the flavor of it. So God, heavens on earth, people who do it, angels who do it well.
A bipartisan bill will guard the Weather Service from job cuts. I was anxious to get Dave Murray's input on this. Basically, the Weather Workforce Improvement Act would classify certain jobs as critical to public safety. So protecting meteorologists from losing their jobs under this current administration, who's making a lot of cuts.
And the Weather Service offices, they've been running on bare bones for a decade plus. I mean, there's just not that many people there. They're doing triple, you know, they're doing, you know, it's 24/7. So you have three shifts a day, and you know, having known a lot of those people over the years, it's a grind. It can be a real grind, especially when you get into severe weather. So it's not like there's, you know, 15, 20, 30 people on every shift there. It's not. It's very bare bones.
They've also cut NASA by 47%. They've cut their workforce by a third. And one of the most important things NASA does is track near-Earth objects, right, Dave? I mean, it's not all let's go to Neptune. I mean, there's a lot of, like, proximate today kind of stuff.
And it's like the space junk that's up there tracking all that. Then so, there's a lot.
So if NASA's doing less, who gets to benefit from that?
Could it
be SpaceX?
not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, speaking of, people are speculating that Elon Musk and President Trump are moving on from their feud because they've kind of stopped going at each other on the internet. Elon started tweeting about other things. The president told a number of media outlets that he's not really interested in talking about Musk, and things have kind of quieted down.
Yeah.
So
probably the best we can hope for.
Folks are speculating that maybe
because I don't want him back. Right. I don't want him to be buddies. I don't want him to be fighting and hurting the country. So this is probably the best outcome.
Final story here. David Beckham. I swear there's so many coincidences in headlines today. Maybe we just have our finger on the pulse here at the Dave Glover Show. The BBC is reporting that the soccer star is expected to be awarded a knighthood at King Charles's birthday honors next week. He will be honored for both his soccer career and for his contributions to British society.
Good. Good for him. Yeah, he didn't have much going for him before that.
unlike the king giving him the honor, he actually earned it.
Yikes.
Well, the king was just born. He was just born. That's what he did to earn the job. He was born. That's it. That was the job.
You're the most anti-royal person I know.
I hate that so much. I hate the idea of royalty so much. Oh, what'd you do? What'd you do to get that great job? Oh, yeah, I was just born.
Wheels, what if the king came to you and said, you know what, I know you're not a British citizen, but we're going to make an exception and we're going to knight you.
I'll knight him.
I'll take it, Dave. I'll take it.
I'll take it, too.
I'll be king.
Do I get to give an acceptance speech where I get to say, I earned this, unlike the guy that gave it to me?
Few things get him that worked out.
Oh, I hate it. Come on. It's like the ultimate Nepo baby. You get to be king because, oh, you were born. Well, I guess you're in charge now.
Yeah, half of them had jaws like buckets because they kept interbreeding.
And they're not even, he's not even really in charge.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
All right, DGS. Dave is off to it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Charity work. So we're going to hang and... I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Figure something out.
We always do.
I do want to get to the bottom of Andrew playing Magic the Gathering until 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I did.
How'd that go?
Went great. I won.
You didn't lose at all?
No, I just won over and over and over again.
So is it like, was this a tournament? Was this against friends? Was this
what
was this?
It was a pre-release, so it's an event. I went to the store and
okay, so there's a bunch of you there.
Yeah. Very social gathering.
And you played till 4 a.m.? They did this on a weeknight?
Friday night.
Oh,
so,
Friday?
Yeah.
So if you were done 4 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah, I was at 4 a.m. on Saturday.
So you played till 4 and then you got home at 5?
Well, I played until like 3:30 and got home at 4.
So how did that part go?
Boy, I was...
how'd you handle the all-nighter?
So unbelievably tired. I don't know the last time I stayed up that late.
Yeah, that's pretty late, man.
I cannot remember. Like, I mean, maybe at least a decade or more since I stayed up until 4 in the morning.
What did you win for winning all those matches?
Just a bunch of cards. A bunch of new cards. Yeah, it was extremely fun. I got talked into... They had an earlier event and a later event, and I got talked into doing both. By some of my friends who were doing balls.
So,
yeah.
So when you got home, like, how long did you sleep? Like, how did it go? Because I know you were still feeling it from the baseball day too.
Yes. I was only able to sleep until like noon or 12:30.
That's not too bad.
I wanted to sleep much later than that, but I kind of was forced away. I guess it was closer to like 11:30 or noon.
Okay.
Yeah. I was. I had a very, very bad headache
when you woke up.
Staying up so late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man is not meant to stay up until 4 in the morning.
My brother, my normal is 2:30.
Yeah, that's bad. It's not good. It's bad for you.
Occasionally, it can be, but not if you're wired like me as a night watcher.
Man, I've been going to sleep at like 8, and last night, yeah. Dude, I'm tired because I get up in the morning to play tennis, by the end of the day, I'm just like, I want to go to bed.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, though, when you're there because you know you're tired.
It is, but, like, this weekend was weird. I might have been a little sick or something. I don't know, because yesterday I had to lay down at 5 o'clock, and I was like, I might fall asleep for the next 12 hours. I bounced back later in the evening.
I can identify. I definitely get that sometimes during baseball season if we have exceptionally like early mornings, like 8 o'clock games, and you got to be at the field at 6:45 and you got to get up at 6. I will almost invariably be asleep on the couch once I get home.
Yeah.
And not on purpose. I just can't control it. I'm just out.
It's called being old.
You call me old?
I'm calling me old.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.